are breaking down Governor Evers' budget blueprint with a Democrat and a Republican weighing in on the state capitol report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The governor released his budget last Thursday. It's $83.5 billion, and that is an increase in total spending by nearly 10% from Governor Walker's last budget proposal. Now lawmakers start the process of reworking and reshaping the 2019 to 2021 budget. What do you like in the spending plan, and what do you want thrown out? Would you like to see the state legislature write its own budget proposal? Where do you see room for compromise? Join in at 800-642-1234. Democratic Representative Amanda Stuck of Appleton represents the state's 57th Assembly District. Representative Stuck, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me. Happy Monday.
Yes, happy Monday. And Republican Representative Mark Bourne from Beaver Dam represents the state's 39th Assembly District. Representative Bourne, welcome back to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back on.
Well, Representative Stuck, let's start with you. You're a Democrat, and this is a budget proposal with a lot of things that Democrats like about it. Can you give us your overall reaction to what the governor crafted in his first budget?
Sure. Well, I think the best thing about this budget is that the governor really listened to the people. You know, he went around the state, heard what the people wanted in their budget, and really put a lot of that in there. So you do see a lot of the major issues being addressed in terms of health care, water issues, and that overall we really are paying for the things we want because borrowing is down significantly.
Representative Bourne, leaders in the Republican Party have been highly critical of this budget. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called it liberal tax and spend wish list. We heard lots of words like non-starters. What is your overall take to the spending proposal?
Yeah, it was pretty disappointing. The budget's really not sustainable. It spends too much. It taxes too much. It has way too much policy in it. And so really it was just too much of almost everything, and there's a lot that needs to get tossed out of it. But there's certainly some areas that I think we can work together on, too.
What might those be? Is there anything in there that you can work with, or would you support rejecting the whole budget outright?
Well, I think as far as the process of how we go about it is always open for debate, but there's certainly things in it that we can work with the governor on. Education, we certainly made a major investment in the last budget in education. I'm sure we will in this one, too. Will it be exactly what he's proposed? No, but that's, you know, there's room for compromise there. And I think all sides want to invest there. Criminal justice is another area where we put out a package in the Assembly Republicans a few weeks ago. He has some of those similar things in his budget. So I think that's certainly another area we can work on.
So introducing his budget, here is Governor Evers and what he had to say.
At the end of the day, our budget is about putting people first. It's about creating a Wisconsin that works for everyone, Wisconsin for us. Believe it or not, this is not the Tony Evers budget. It's not the Democratic budget, the Speaker's budget, or the Republican budget. This is the people's budget.
Representative Stuck, is this what the people of Wisconsin want?
Absolutely. Again, the governor isn't just making up what the people want. He actually went around the state, heard from the people directly. These are the things they said they wanted. A lot of these are the things he campaigned on. We know that people specifically voted for him to get these things done. We know in terms of education, people have been voting to raise their own taxes to pay for education. So certainly, you know, making sure that we are funding that well is something people have shown that they want. So I think that this is definitely reflective of what the people have been saying they want.
Representative Bourne, do you see this as unwinding all of the policies that Governor Walker put in place? Is this an undoing of them?
Well, it's certainly an attempt to do that. Clearly, as we look at the document that, you know, in the last few days here and try to figure out what's in it, there is a lot of policy in it. It's kind of amazing as you read through each section how much of it has, you know, no numbers in it at all, and there's just paragraphs upon paragraphs of just pure policy and things that they'd like to change. I certainly don't think that that's the message that was sent from the voters in a very close election in this last election cycle. It's certainly not what I hear in my district. And I think we'll hear as we work through the legislative process, certainly public hearings are a large part of that. And we'll hear how much of this is and isn't the people's budget.
We're talking with Republican State Representative Mark Bourne and Democratic State Representative Amanda Stuck on the State Capitol Report, getting two takes on Governor Evers' proposed state budget. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you like in the budget and what don't you like? How do you want to go about seeing this budget reshaped? Or how would you decide to work on compromise? 800-642-1234. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. So let's look into a few issues now, starting with a gas tax. Under Governor Evers' proposal, Wisconsin's gas tax will go up by 8 cents. But the governor says it would be offset by another proposal to eliminate the state's minimum markup law for gasoline purchases. So starting with you, Representative Stuck, do you see this as the best way to pay for roads in Wisconsin?
Well, I think certainly this is, again, something we've been hearing. There's been a huge Just Fix It campaign around the state for a long time, really calling for us to do something. So I think an 8 cents, you know, gas tax increase is fair. It's not overwhelming. It's certainly not the dollar that people were trying to, you know, scare people with by going around saying they were going to increase it by a dollar. This is a fair increase that really does start to address and allow us to really pay for some of the infrastructure that we need.
Representative Bourne, there's agreement throughout state government that something needs to be done to pay for transportation. What would be your preferred course of action here?
I think the most disappointing thing about what the government proposes is there's no long-term solution. There doesn't even appear to be an effort to work on that. It's just simply raise the gas tax, which we know is not a long-term solution. It's a way to get some short-term money, and that's part of the discussion, certainly. And we had a similar proposal in the last budget out of the Assembly of Republicans to do a short-term modest gas tax increase. And so I think that certainly will be part of the discussion. But I think it's also important to point out that when he says that he's offsetting it with the minimum markup change, you know, that was something that was also proposed last session, and there's a wide variety of opinions on how that actually impacts things, and our nonpartisan fiscal bureau scores that as having no effect at all. So I think it's, you know, it's something that we've tried in the past, and for some reason he decided to dust that off rather than looking at trying to find some long-term solutions.
Let's go to Jeff now in Wrightstown with thoughts. Jeff, hi.
Hi. My one question, I guess, very simple. Does this budget balance? When Scott Walker took over, we had a fiscal disaster from Jim Doyle. And as a parent, it's kind of funny to me. I spend a lot of time telling my kid, no, we can't afford. Scott Walker took over a very bad situation where there could be no sacred cows. We had to get our spending in order. Are we headed back to deficit alley?
Representative Bourne, I'm going to let you take that first.
The scoring looks like there's at least a $800 million shortfall structural deficit in the budget, as well as long-term, it looks like about a $1.7 billion shortfall at the end of the next budget. So there's certainly some structural problems with the budget, even with all the tax increases that are in it.
Representative Stuck, what about a balanced budget here?
Sure. Well, certainly the structural deficit that Representative Bourne was talking about has been there long before this budget, and we know that actually Walker helped to increase that structural deficit. As far as this specific budget, at the end of fiscal year 2020, it actually ends with $105.3 million, extra, I want to say. It's not a deficit. There will still be $105.3 million left in there, so it certainly again, it doesn't end with a negative balance. It actually ends with some extra leftover in there.
You have a line to two lawmakers on the State Capitol Report as we break down the governor's first budget proposal at 800-642-1234. State Representative Mark Bourne and State Representative Amanda Stuck with us. Stay with us right here on the Ideas Network. We have two lawmakers by our side on the State Capitol Report as we look closely at what Governor Evers is proposing out of his first state budget. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Democratic Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz indicated that much of the governor's proposed budget won't get traction. He said these are placeholders, and Republican lawmakers have indicated that they'll start from scratch. Where do you want to take this budget next? How would you shape and mold it? What priorities rise to the top for your family, for your community? We're at 800-642-1234. Tweet us, WPR Mornings. Amanda Stuck is a Democratic state representative from Appleton. She represents the state's 57th Assembly District. And Mark Bourne is a Republican state representative from Beaver Dam. He represents the state's 39th Assembly District. Let's take a look at education funding. This is a budget that would increase state spending on K-12 education by about $1.4 billion, including just over $600 million for special ed infusion. Representative Bourne, how do those numbers strike you?
Well, like most of the budget, they're really big numbers. The spending increases are large, but this is also an area where we've made some sizable spending in the last budget. So, like I said before, I think this is one where we'll certainly invest. I think it's going to just be always the devil's in the details and exactly how much and in what areas will be settled in the next 3 or 4 months, hopefully, in open negotiations with the governor. So far, he really hasn't been talking to us much about this budget. So we're, at least I'm hopeful that we'll have an opportunity to discuss that further. And I think we'll see that this will certainly be a priority, education spending in this budget.
Representative Stuck, the governor is also looking to freeze enrollment in private voucher schools, and that's a shift away from the policy of Governor Walker. What is your take on his approach to voucher programs?
Well, I think it's a responsible approach just because we can't simply afford to fund two separate education systems. If we do that, we're going to just find ourselves with two education systems that don't serve anybody very well because they're not really funded the way they need to be. So we really need to fund one education system that really meets the needs of all students and that really addresses what we're hearing from our school districts and our administrators about what they really need to provide the services and education that their students need.
Representative Bourne, how did you take that approach to vouchers and winding down that system?
Yeah, I think it's a non-starter. I think that to say that it's two systems is kind of a silly approach when it's focused on low-income families, making sure that they have options if their schools are failing them. And also, it's a very small percentage of the overall number of students that are served in our school system, in our public school system. So I think that this is a program that has shown that it's had some great success, especially in the long history it has already in the Milwaukee area. And I think it's important to give low-income families the same opportunity to make choices that other families that can afford to do so can do. And I don't think this change will go anywhere in this budget.
Let's take another call now. Troy is joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Troy.
Hello. I would just like to say, coming out of a private Catholic school system, that our school systems in the state of Wisconsin have fallen way below what they used to be before the Walker administration. And as a Christian, that's deeply hurting to me because all people deserve an education and a college education. And I have not seen any listening session or open listening session since Walker walked into office. There have been all kinds of closed sessions, and a person like Dale Schultz was ran out of the party as a moderate, and there are nobody sitting in the middle. And I see Mr. Evers trying to reach to the middle more than be far left.
Well, let's get Representative Stuck here in on this. Do we know about listening sessions and having them open? And will this governor be open to this type of meeting with the public?
Absolutely. I think he's already proven that. Again, when he and the lieutenant governor went around the state, they were there in person listening to people say what they wanted in their budget. They sat there with people in their home areas and heard about what they wanted. They didn't make them travel far. They came to them to listen. And we know for sure they already have plans to come around and continue doing that now that the budget proposal is out there. They'll also be sending out representatives and secretaries from different agencies to hear about the impact of this budget. So there'll be a really large concerted effort to get around and really hear from people. Also, I would just say Joint Finance always does a hearing on the budget anyway, and so certainly there'll be opportunities with Joint Finance, too. I think a lot of opportunities for people to really give their input on what they want to see in this budget.
Representative Bourne, you sit on Joint Finance. How important are those hearings in meeting people around the state?
Oh, very important, and that's why we go out and make sure we're in different parts of the state to do it. We have hundreds or sometimes more than 1,000 people that show up to testify at these hearings, and those are certainly valuable. And also, I think legislators, I'm assuming on both sides of the aisle, I certainly know in the Assembly Republican Caucus, we all hold listening sessions in our districts, and a variety of them throughout the districts at different times and different days of the week, and making sure that we're getting our feedback. I just released a schedule locally here, I think 10 or 11 listening sessions in March that I'm going to have throughout the districts, and I'm sure others are doing that too.
Well, let's take a look at the state's criminal justice system for a moment. And this is an issue, Representative Bourne, that you've identified as one you can see yourself working with the governor on finding a solution. Did you see any criminal justice proposals in this first budget that you would consider?
Yeah, there are things that we, like I said earlier, we'd put out already in some of our initiatives in the Assembly. More money for public defenders, more resources for district attorneys, some additional resources in the Department of Justice. There's some investments in things like treatment and diversion courts, which we've invested in the last several budgets and additional levels, but also still proposing more expansion of that. The governor did also. There's things in corrections that are helping people transition from our prison system into jobs and productive parts of society. Those are all things that we've supported in the past in the legislature in different ways, and it looks like in his budget he's building on some of those. I think those are all things that we'll work with him on.
Representative Stuck, we recently saw the U.S. Congress tackle criminal justice reform in a bipartisan way. Do you think that that effort can be emulated here in Wisconsin?
I do. So actually, just listening to Representative Bourne, a lot of those things, like you said, are really bipartisan issues that we really want to address the criminal justice system with more treatment, more diversion programs. And what we don't want to do is build more prisons. We really want to look at how we can help people address their issues and really get them back out into the community as productive citizens rather than just locking people up.
Well, Representative Bourne, there's been talk about Republican leaders writing their own budget proposal. Is this something you'd support?
I think that it's certainly possible that it will work from base. That's something that we did last budget and Walker's last budget from transportation. We worked from the base, so it's not like it's unheard of, even in where both houses, where both parts of government were controlled by the same party. So it's certainly something that we might do, especially when you look at how much policy is in this budget. It's really full of it. So if nothing else, I certainly think that, as we usually do, we'll start with removing all that and make it a much smaller, more manageable budget.
Representative Stuck, there's been a lot of criticism on this budget that it's more policy than numbers. What do you think of Republican lawmakers bringing their own, starting from scratch?
Well, I mean, I would say that there is policy in every budget. So certainly it's not new to have policy in this budget. You know, certainly a lot of policy does have a fiscal impact, though. So sometimes it's hard to separate those two in the budget. What I would say is that I do think what we hear overall, whether it was at listening sessions or at doors, is that people are just tired of this divide between Republicans and Democrats, and they want to see us work better together. So I do have a little concern about an attitude out of the gate of just, we're not even going to look at your budget, we're just writing our own. I would really rather start with one budget and then really work through the system to compromise and get something together rather than having these competing versions.
Gary is joining us from Slinger with thoughts on this budget. Gary, hi. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to go back to the gas tax. You know, the comment was made that this is something that's fair, you know, to the people of Wisconsin. And I don't believe that. I mean, Wisconsin already is one of the highest tax states for gas. And one of the things that I'd like to point out in the budget, and I've mentioned this to the previous governors, is why don't the people of the state of Wisconsin have to pay licenses for their utility trailers and snowmobile trailers and boat trailers? I mean, the state has a limit on anything above, I think it's 3,500 GVW right now, has to be licensed. But you think of all the money that's driving around here, and those are wheels on the road that are causing damage also. So,
well, Representative Bourne, yeah, it looks like Gary's identifying one revenue stream. Representative Bourne, your thoughts very quickly.
Yeah, I think that's one that's open for discussions, and it's one of probably several dozen that we've looked at in my office as, you know, just kind of create a laundry list and see what makes the most sense. But one of the concerns, of course, would be if you're looking for the as much spending as the governor is, not to say that I am in this budget, that would be a pretty small amount compared to the 400 and some million that he's capturing off that gas tax. But it's a step towards some revenue, certainly.
Thank you both for joining us. Amanda Stuck is a Democratic state representative from Appleton, representing the state's 57th Assembly District. Mark Bourne, a Republican state representative from Beaver Dam, represents the state's 39th Assembly District. You hear them on the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network.